Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Northumberland County is no stranger to Hollywood. Movies like It were filmed in Port Hope. Coburg is a favorite backdrop for the TV series Murdoch Mysteries. These make up a growing list of productions coming to the region. Local efforts to attract more productions exist in Port Hope and Coburg, along with other municipalities along the lakeshore from here to the Quebec border. In this interview, Heather Haldane, co-chair of the Southeastern Ontario Production Accelerator Fund, and Albert Botha, a steering committee volunteer who lives in Northumberland, will describe the efforts to lobby the provincial government to create this special fund to supercharge the industry locally. If successful, it could bring up to $150 million in revenues to the region. Have a listen. I'm so pleased to have with me today Heather Haldane, the co-chair of the Southeastern Ontario Production Accelerator Fund, and Albert Botha, a steering committee volunteer who lives in Northumberland. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to start by outlining for listeners how much production work goes on in Eastern Ontario when it comes to movies and television.
Quantity is one of those things where it's hard to define. We are aware of productions that have certainly taken place over the years, and the importance of what this steering committee, working committee, is trying to do is to actually bring more production to both Northumberland and the general Southeastern Ontario region.
Albert, did you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, over the last couple of years, we've seen quite an increase in production coming into this area, especially in Port Hope, Coburg, and also in Kingston. Obviously, Kingston has really become a big center. So the idea with this whole thing is just to try and attract more business to come to Southeastern Ontario.
Now, there have been past efforts by local municipalities to encourage people to come down here into this region. Can you share some examples of smaller initiatives that have tried to encourage production? Maybe, Albert, you might start for us, please.
Sure. I mean, the only initiative currently is a tax incentive that is existing for productions shooting outside of what they call the boundary area. And we fall outside of that boundary area. So therefore there is a small tax incentive for people to come here, but it's not really that effective for low budget local productions. It does help offset some of the costs for traveling and hotels for large productions coming here. But yeah, so far that's why we need this fund, to help attract more business to come here to this area.
Now, Heather, can you maybe characterize just what the environment's like? Do we have the talent down here? I mean, I know we have lots of great locations. We have beautiful downtowns and lovely rural landscapes. I mean, there's all kinds of different places, I'm sure, that are beautiful to shoot on. But what about technical people, production people, other resources? What's that like in Eastern Ontario? Can you help us?
Well, I think we're in terms of existing, we believe there is a base here of sort of in the creative community. and we've, talked to both unions, and certainly what we're hoping to do is to take some of the graduates from some of the local colleges and actually provide them jobs to stay in the region instead of moving out. So I think that there is existing. I think that part of what we'll be doing is increasing that base. You know, we'll be using both people who are living here already that sometimes travel to the city for work, but also we're hoping to build that more. That's part of what this fund is And we often compare ourselves to the North, which has a similar fund, by the way. And that took many years to actually build in terms of the existing crew, but it did have that workforce growth, which is a huge component of what this will become. But essentially the fund itself is an incentive to try to build the level of business so that people can actually afford to stay here and work.
Both of you have traveled around to various municipalities to garner support for this initiative. I'm also aware that Port Hope and Cobourg have done some work in terms of policy and promotion. Albert, you mentioned before about the tax breaks, but they've also brought in, they have pages on their websites where you can get information. There's forms that can be filled out. They've done a lot to try and encourage it. Could you maybe, Albert, explain what other municipalities have done, maybe that we're not aware of, maybe in Quinte West, in Belleville, Kingston?
Yeah, I mean, we've been trying and working with Dan Borowick, our economic development officer here in Northumberland County, trying to set up a film office for the region, for Northumberland County. Same as what Kingston, for example, has a film commissioner full-time on staff. And that's all he does is promote film for that area. They have a very, very solid support group around them. In fact, they just shot a feature that was just shot there, all with almost 90% of it was all local crew, which makes a big difference. And that on your question about technicians or crew, production people, what's happened, especially during COVID and stuff, a lot of the crew members has moved out to this area. So they basically live either in Northumberland County or Prince Edward County or Belleville, but they have to commute to Hamilton or Toronto to go to work, which doesn't make any sense. So the idea would be to get those people to stay local, work local, on local productions.
Heather, in early March, there was an announcement about an effort to get the provincial government to give $25 million for a Southeastern Ontario Film and Television Fund. Can you take us back to the origins of this project?
Over 3 years ago during COVID, myself and my co-chair, John Galway, looked to see what we could do in the sort of what we thought would be, a 4 to 6 month period where maybe not much was happening in the industry and follow up on an idea that had been there for us for many years. That was to find for Southeastern Ontario a way to bring a film stream fund that was similar to the North's. And that fund has existed in the North for over 20 years. It's actually had sort of the longevity in it to now be studied to prove that it's got a great return on investment, that 25 million annually, which we, it provides a good baseline for productions to be interested to come there. And then in the end, what has happened over the 20-year period is that many smaller companies have grown up and stayed there and provided sort of huge workforce. So John and I knew about that fund. We've been in the industry a long time. Our background is the industry. We thought for the 4 to 6 months of COVID would really, put us offside. We start this initiative and start talking about Southeastern Ontario because we live here. We love this region. We know as filmmakers that it is of interest to the industry. And the one thing that's holding it back is the fact that it does not have a similar incentive as the North to attract the business. The distance from the GTHA, the Greater Toronto Hamilton area, really adds a burden of cost to production, and the incentive in the North has helped offset that cost and encourage people to come and stay longer. And so we felt that Southeastern Ontario, comparably in terms of its even proximity to Toronto, would have a huge attractor to the industry if a similar fund were begun. So we began talking to MPPs, municipalities, and really building the stakeholder awareness of what the potential for this was based on increasing their knowledge of what happened in the North. And then over time, we've been more and more successful in terms of talking to different ministries about this. So $25 million is an amount that we see as a real, sort of starter piece. We, after it, if we're successful in getting the implementation of that, we'd certainly like to see it increase if we can prove up the return on investment in Southeastern Ontario. We actually think it will be there. The one thing that we heard from the very beginning in this from different municipalities, including in your own area, from MPPs, is that they tried to get something like this going themselves. The smaller municipalities had tried to get something like this to attract production because they knew from the one or two opportunities that had come their way that it did actually bring great business to their region, to their area within the region. But they were unable to keep that business coming. And so an incentive fund like this more or less begins to sort of start a bigger road for that to continue to happen. So that's what we said initially, is that all individually, no single small municipality will be able to attract this. Even Kingston itself, which is a larger city, has put much more municipal money towards it, has not really been as successful as it could be in terms of building the base so that the production continues to return. So we felt a regional approach, which was done in the north, is the best way to interest government. Say to them, here's a large area of very interested municipalities and supporters and businesses who can see this return coming to them, and invest in that. And so that's the basis on which many municipalities have come on board, is that we call it the all ships will rise approach. You know, bring that incentive to Southeastern Ontario, and many municipalities will see some benefit from this.
One of the things that I was thinking about is how this might work, because what we experience now, at least from what I can tell, is that it seems like there's companies from either Toronto or elsewhere. They come down, they do their work temporarily, and then they go back to Toronto. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, how do we make the transition that I think I'm hearing you say is that they stay here? Like, what is it we're looking for? Is it, I'm just trying to imagine, you know, what is it? Is it something permanent? Is there a film studio like we just heard Ryan Reynolds just announced in Markham? Or, you know, what is it that we're going to see that's going to be different, that's going to turn around and be the kind of thing that you're imagining?
I think with having this fund available, you'll see actual production houses move into the area and set up bases here, you know, set up their offices, whether it's in Coburg, Port Hope, or Picton, Belleville. We've already seen that establishing in Kingston, where there's local film production set up in Kingston. And we hope to achieve the same here. And then that will eventually attract maybe a studio. I know there are some people looking around at the possibility of building a studio in the Southeastern Ontario region. Nothing concrete yet, but there's definitely people looking around and people are interested in this area. Because what you've seen is Hamilton, London, Toronto has been so saturated with production that there's no more room for growth almost, you know, so the next logical area for growth will be our area.
Yeah, we see this as really being additive. I'm sorry, Robert, but we see this as being additive. And essentially, we really do, the interesting thing about this, the way that it's been set up in the north that I think will really work well for here, is that you do have to have a local provider, you know, as part of the application process, so that initially there's going to be a transition period. Our hope is that really there will be more companies that set up across the region, but essentially for every dollar that the government commits to a production, you know, there's minimums and caps to this, maximums. But for every dollar that they commit, there has to be a spend proven in the region. So you do an estimate originally about what you think you will actually spend in terms of accommodation and food and hires of local crew. And there's lots of ways to hire people locally still. And then you receive funding based on that estimate, but you actually have to prove it in the end too. So, you know, and film companies are used to doing that. That's not difficult for them to do. So that is, in essence, if this money is going out the door and being represented as being, you know, providing benefits to the region, it actually has to be proven, and it is proven, and it won't be that difficult for companies to do. And then over time, Once it's like you can't, you know, people often say, well, you know, I'd like to, you know, why don't we get some studios going here first? And I, you know, my feeling is you have to invest in people first. You have to make sure that there is really a way to support that industry here. And then those studio builds will really have a real reason to locate. It's a business. They're not going to be here, you know, sitting empty waiting for that business. We have to build the business and the studios will fill them.
One of the things that you sent out in your press release was that you had a revenue generation bar set at $150 million in year one for the region. What does that mean?
If we have a $25 million fund and are able to expend that, we have productions that come and say, we're interested in being in your area, then we believe that the benefits out of that will be 150 million, you know, the 5-to-1 at least return on the money, because that was proven in the North. That's what, you know, it will hopefully happen in year one, but it will definitely happen once you get past year one and probably increase from there. In 2022, the Northern Ontario, which normally received somewhere between 25 to 30 million annually from the government for their film stream fund in the North, they increased that because of COVID up to 40 and 45 million. Well, they just reported from that increased spend in 2022 that the benefit to the region was 400 plus million. So they increased the spend and they increased the benefit. So, you know, as I say, I think it's a real win-win across if the government invests in this region.
Albert, you want to add something?
No, it's like Heather said, I mean, it is a proven fact that it's a 5-to-1 return on investment, right? And that's where the money will go. If the government gives us that money, that it'll be an infusion into this area for tourism, you know, for suppliers, hotels, catering, all of that will benefit from it, right? So it really is an accelerator on trying to get the economy. That this region's economy is lagging behind the rest of Ontario, and it's also a proven fact, right?
There are cynics out there, and I'm sure that they'll say, look, it's not unusual for companies or investors to come to various places in Eastern Ontario and make big promises. I mean, we saw that with Coca-Cola and Coburg, plus the Cannabis Research Center and Cultivation Project and the old Kraft Building. I mean, they start with big job projections and talk about lots of money. What's the difference here? What do you think is different about this that it'll be sustainable and it will carry on?
It's a creative industry and it's across a number of different production companies. It's not just a single company. There is a huge amount of business that's attracted to Ontario. And essentially that in terms of sampling what the incentives are out there, they look at Ontario and say, you know, are there some incentives that attract us? Is there the right crew and facility base to keep us coming? And there's an assessment. And I can say quite honestly, as a Canadian producer, that more often than as an Ontario producer, that more often than not, I've had to chase that money out of province because my own province does not provide alternatives for me. The GTHA, the Greater Toronto Hamilton area, is so busy right now that it's very costly for Canadian producers. And the North is very busy now. And so if the incentive itself is not the only reason, it's also the ability to, you know, have a crew available to support the industry. And they're so busy in the North now that the incentive is actually a bit of a detractor in that, you know, if you can't support it with crew, then I as a producer am spending a lot of money that really maybe should be better going out of province where I can be guaranteed an incentive and a crew. So we're just trying to add to the opportunities, alternatives within Ontario. We feel there's a lot of business that that Ontario itself has become well established in the larger world of not just one single, you know, large corporation, but several different ones, and that business will continue to return.
If I had a magic wand and I waved it and suddenly that money started flowing through, how fast or what steps would have to be taken to create that labor force that we've been referring to throughout our conversation? What would be the steps and how quickly would it could it happen if it started flowing through, say, tomorrow?
I think it'll take a couple of months, maybe a year to at least get one or two really established crews up and running. As I said before, we are very fortunate that there are quite a few crew members who's moved to this area who will be happy to work here. So we do have a jump on it. And then also what's coming out of the universities, out of Queen's and also out of Loyalist College, there's a lot of opportunity there. And a lot of the unions are already looking at this area. They're very active here. In fact, the DGC was at the event in Kingston just recently at their film festival, trying to attract crew. And are actively recruiting members in this area.
There's no doubt we're going to have some bumps. I mean, it happened in the North, struggled for many years. It will happen here. It won't be that perfect scenario for everybody immediately. It's just not going to happen. But the other thing is, besides the interest that, as Albert said, in terms of, you know, the people that are already in the industry that maybe have to travel to other areas to work. We and the schools themselves churning out students that are continue to go to other places to work. We know that there's a lot of, you know, what I'll say are sort of positions that don't require new training. When a production company comes to a town, they want to find out who the local suppliers are quickly. So there are a lot of people who are hired that are, their knowledge is basically where they live. They know who to reach out to get this. They know where to go there. So there's a lot of really starting position. There's a lot of work opportunities that don't require a lot of training either, depending on what kind of background you're in. If you're a supplier or a contractor of some sort, you will know who that is locally, and that will have value to the industry.
What's next?
Well, our next step is we're working with MPP David Pacini, who is setting up a meeting for us with the Premier Doug Ford and ministers like the Minister of Culture and Tourism and hopefully the Minister of Economic Development, which we're not sure if he will attend. But that is our next step. We are just waiting for a date to be set that Minister Pacini is setting up right now. And that will be our hopefully last kick at the can to get this thing going.
Yeah, we say it's our interest is finite, you know, in the sense of, you know, we've done everything and we need stakeholders now to stand, you know, basically to make it clear to their MPPs and to any of the ministers that, you know, this is something that we do really want. We as a committee have been saying that. We've been sending in the letters of support that have come our way, but it's almost like, you know, there's a wave here. We need that wave to carry a little bit further. And what, besides this very important meeting that Minister Pacini is helping us set up to talk to the Premier directly about how far we've come, we're also getting some of the industry people themselves that are existing as businesses, Canadian Ontario producers that exist as businesses, to sit down and spend a few minutes recording messages to government about the business that is being lost. You know, they are continuing to go out of province because there's no alternative in Ontario. They'd love to do more business in Ontario, but they find that you know, for all the reasons we've listed, that their only option right now is to go out of province. And they'd love to be able to move in, you know, more production into southeastern Ontario. So it's an opportunity the government really has to start listening to.
Heather Haldane, Albert Botha, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
That was Heather Haldane, co-chair of the Southeastern Ontario Production Accelerator Fund, and Albert Botha, a steering committee volunteer who lives in Northumberland. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.